O God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they nailed him to the tree? Were you there when they nailed him to the tree? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble. Were you there when they nailed him to the tree? Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble. Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? Were you there when they rolled the stone away? Were you there when they rolled the stone away? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble. Were you there when they rolled the stone away?
Death, you shall die in me. Hell, you shall be destroyed by me. I trusted even when I said, I am sorely afflicted. And when I said in my alarm, no man can be trusted. How can I repay the Lord for his goodness to me? The cup of salvation I will raise, I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people. O precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful. Your servant, Lord, your servant am I. Your servant am I. You have loosened my bonds. A thanksgiving sacrifice I make. I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people. In the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Death, you shall die in me. Hell, you shall be destroyed by me. As Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the whale, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. Lord, listen to my prayer. Turn your ear to my appeal. You are faithful, you are just, give answer. Do not call your servant to judgment, for no one is just in your sight. The enemy pursues my soul. He has crushed my life to the ground. He has made me dwell in darkness, like the dead long forgotten. Therefore my spirit fails, my heart is numb within me. I remember the days that are past, I ponder all your works. I muse on what your hand has wrought, and to you I stretch out my hand. Like a parched land, my soul thirsts for you. Lord, make haste and answer, for my spirit fails within me. Do not hide your face, lest I become like those in the grave. In the morning, let me know your love, for I put my trust in you. Make me know the way I should walk. To you I lift up my soul. Rescue me, Lord, from my enemies. I have fled to you for refuge. Teach me to do your will. For you, O Lord, are my God. Let your good spirit guide me in ways that are level and smooth. For your name's sake, Lord, save my life. In your justice, save my soul from distress. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. As Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the whale, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. Destroy this temple, says the Lord, and in 3 days I will rebuild it. He was speaking of the temple of his body. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of men. He was known to be of human estate. It was thus that he humbled himself, obediently accepting even death, death on a cross. Because of this, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name above every other name, so that at Jesus' name every knee must bend, in the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth. And every tongue proclaim to the glory of God the Father, Jesus Christ is Lord. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Destroy this temple, says the Lord, and in 3 days I will rebuild it. He was speaking of the temple of his body. A reading from the first epistle of Peter. Realize that you were delivered from your futile way of life, your fathers handed on to you, not by any diminishable sum of silver or gold, but by Christ's blood beyond all price, the blood of a spotless, unblemished lamb, chosen before the world's foundation and revealed for your sake in these last days. It is through him that you are believers in God, the God who raised him from the dead and gave him glory. Your faith and hope, then, are in God. For our sake, Christ was obedient, accepting even death, death on a cross. Therefore God raised him on high and gave him the name above all other names.
For our sake, Christ was obedient, even when this meant death, death on a cross. Therefore God raised him on high and gave him the name above all other names.
Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him.
Magnificat anima mea Dominum, et exaltavit spiritus meus in Deo salutari meo, quia respexit humilitatem ancile sue, ecce enim ex hoc beatam me dicent omnes generationes, quia fecit mihi magna qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eius, et misericordiae eius progenie et progenies timentibus eum, fecit potentiam in brachio suo, dispersit superbos mente cordis sui, deposuit potentes de sede, et exaltavit humiles. Esurientes implevit bonis, et divites dimisit inanes. Suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae suae, sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. For our sake our Redeemer suffered death and was buried and rose again. With heartfelt love let us adore him and pray.
Lord, have mercy on us.
Lord Jesus, when your side was pierced, there flowed out blood and water, the marvelous symbol of the whole church. Through your death, burial, and resurrection, bring life to your bride, the church.
Lord, have mercy on us.
Lord Jesus, you remembered those who did not remember your promise of resurrection. Remember those without hope who do not know that you have risen.
Lord, have mercy on us.
Lamb of God, you were offered for all as our paschal sacrifice. Draw all mankind to yourself.
Lord, have mercy on us.
God of all the world, you encompass the universe, but were pleased to be laid in a tomb. Free the human race from the powers of darkness, and grant it the gift of immortal glory.
Lord, have mercy on us.
Christ, the Son of the living God, you opened the gates of paradise to the repentant thief. Gather all who have shared your death and burial into the glory of your resurrection.
Lord, have mercy on us.
And for all those being received into the church, especially Jackie Nee, Bruce Cook, and the St. Paul's Cambridge RCIA class, and for those receiving their first communion, especially Patrick Nee and Evelyn Rose, and for the family, friends, and loved ones who are receiving sacraments this Eastertide, of those who pray this office.
Lord, have mercy on us.
Pater noster, qui es in caelis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimitte nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo.
All-powerful and ever-living God, your only Son went down among the dead and arose again in glory. In your goodness, raise up your faithful people, buried with him in baptism, to be one with him in the eternal life of heaven, where he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Dominus nos benedicat et ab omni malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam. Amen.
Ave Regina Caelorum, Ave Domina Angelorum, Salve Radix, Salve Porta, Ex qua mundo lux est orta. Gaude Virgo gloriosa, super omnes speciosa. Valle, o valle decora, et pro nobis Christum exora.